Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dearden, editor of Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to welcome Jeff Sturman, Senior Vice President and CIO of Memorial Healthcare System in Florida. Jeff, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Thanks, Laura. Yeah, happy to. And great to be here with Becker's again. So Jeff Sturman, I am, as you said, the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer here at Memorial Healthcare System. I've been with Memorial this time, and I'll get to that in a moment, for 2.5 years in this position. I was in a partnership in a consulting firm for 6 years before this. And then I was at Memorial as the Vice President of IT for almost 10 years. And before that, I was at Ernst & Young in Chicago for about 10 years. So I'm a bit of a boomerang, as they would say, leaving consulting, coming back to Memorial, going to consulting, coming back to Memorial. So great organization, really happy to be here, and looking forward to the discussion today.
That's fantastic. And we appreciate having your expertise on the podcast. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Memorial Healthcare System and a few points of pride?
Yeah, absolutely. So Memorial is formerly known as the South Broward Hospital District. It's among the largest public healthcare systems in the country. We're about 2,000 beds across 6 hospitals in the southern part of Broward County, so eastern side of Florida, just north of Miami. So Broward County is the county just north of Miami. And like I said, 6 hospitals, including in that 6 hospitals is a children's hospital, the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, $2.5 billion healthcare system, 14,000 employees, about 2,300 physicians on our medical staff. And there's probably way too many things to tell you about in terms of pride, but just to touch on a few, you know, our roots are, as a healthcare system, very community centric. So taking care of our community, and really that means our employees, our providers, our patients, is certainly something that we take very near and dear. It's very much a very family-centric organization, so patient and family care, a really, really terrifically warm place to work with a long history and a lot of very long-time employees. So if I were to round that out to be, you know, my number one area of pride, it's really our culture, our people. Obviously, we're healthcare people first and foremost. So really, again, taking care of our community. I mean, a couple others, you know, obviously in the face of COVID, and I know we'll get to this in a moment, but just staying out in front of COVID has been extraordinary for all of us. And for some of us who may be sometimes not as frontline healthcare workers, but as part of that healthcare organization, we really now today, and I in particular, feel like we're part of this care team more so than ever before. So clinical, business, marketing, you know, whether you're IT or digital, we're all part of this care team, and that has just introduced a tremendous opportunity for all of us to feel like we're contributing to healthcare more so than ever before. And then finally, someone recently said that this to me, that Memorial is a healthcare system that's a public government-based organization, but acts like a privately funded corporation, which I took as a huge compliment. We're always trying to do right by our patients. And we've been really fortunate to have the financial means to take advantage of innovations and even industry disruptive programs. And I might be biased, but I think we're really well managed. And so we've been, again, fortunate to be working on, well, relatively slim margins across, you know, compared to probably other industries, but fortunate in the sense that we have the financial wherewithal to help advance healthcare and take care of our patients. So lots of areas of pride, and so happy to be here.
That's great to hear, Jeff. Thank you so much for going through that with us. Now, what are you seeing today with COVID-19, and how have your strategies evolved for mitigating it?
Yeah, and so, you know, we've done so much, like so many other organizations across the country, and, you know, we're all in this together, and certainly, you know, we continue to want to provide education and marketing out to the public with regard to testing and wearing masks and hand washing, and the things that we all have been learned through this process of COVID, and trying again to impart upon public information as to how we can combat this. And then we certainly have evolved more recently from testing to vaccination programs. So our imperative is to get as many shots in arms as we possibly can. Obviously, that's a virtue of getting the doses and the medication and the vaccinations from the government and other organizations. But we're one of five healthcare systems in the state of Florida that were provided with the Pfizer vaccine very early. And we were responsible for distribution to other Broward-based healthcare systems. So our accountability was risen as a part of this public healthcare system that I'm a part of. And we feel very fortunate that we've been able to help not only our community and our patients, but those at other healthcare systems to take best advantage of the doses and the vaccination. Obviously, we've all seen this in the news, but this has been a bit of a moving target. And I think we're all doing as well as we can with the information that we have, from scheduling to creating automation to facilitate, you know, upon our consumer experience. We're using our patient portal as a primary means for scheduling the vaccinations. And we have two locations that we're really facilitating this at. And likely we'll set up more as more doses become available. So we've really moved into this world from where our focus was on testing and again, providing education to a very heavy emphasis on vaccination, which is good because we all hope that the vaccinations are that silver bullet that we've been waiting for. And we know it'll be a long time to make happen, but it's certainly moving in the right direction.
That's great to hear. And as you mentioned, being able to have the vaccinations done in a timely fashion in a way that makes sense for the country is really, really encouraging. Before we wrap up here, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to emerging leaders today?
Yeah, I love this question. And I hope these answers are applicable to not only emerging leaders, but frankly to anyone and maybe not even people in leadership positions. But, you know, as a psychology major by background and something that, you know, as a healthcare professional, my first one is always, you know, find good people, surround yourself with good people, people that can mentor you, support you, teach you. So surround yourself with that level of collaboration. And I always like to remind myself and remember that relationships are the key to my success and sustainability and maybe even survivability in a very challenging market at times. And I think it's really important to have, you know, again, those people that you can rely on to help you get to that next level and again, provide you guidance and support. And then number two is listen. You know, in real estate, they always say location, location, location. And in leadership and management, I'd like to say listen, listen, listen. And so listen, but listen really intently. So intentionally, and you know, that probably goes without saying, but so often I feel like we're in conversations with people and you might be there present, but if you're not present and you're not listening and truly hearing what someone has to say, then you're really not being there as much as you need to be. So listen to people that are working with you, listen to your customers, listen to your bosses, listen to your family. And I think all of that's really important. And then finally, take risks. You know, sometimes people are real hesitant to change and think about doing things differently. And I think it's important that it's okay to take a risk. It's okay to fail. As long as you learn from those opportunities or functions of failure so you can move on and take that next level. And this is how you really do get ahead. This is how we move the needle, I think, both personally and professionally. If we all just sit back and we just maintain the things we do today, we don't evolve, we don't change, we don't get better. And for healthcare in particular, and for the life that I live here at Memorial, I think it's really important that we look at opportunities for, as I alluded to earlier, disruption and innovation and taking those risks of how we do things differently. And I think that's the exciting part of what we're all faced with today and for tomorrow.
I love all those things that you said, Jeff, finding great people and people who can mentor and support you as a leader, listening to all those in your life, both professionally and personally, and then really taking risks and not being hesitant to change and learning from failures. I think all of those are really fantastic points to making great leadership. So thank you so much for being here, Jeff. I appreciate your time today, and this has been a great discussion. I look forward to connecting again in the future.
Thank you, Laura. Likewise.